Okay, good. Well, we can start then. Thank you very much for being here. This morning, I vetoed the state budget. And I did so because it doesn't meet the needs of this state. It has legally questionable maneuvers. It adds to our wall of debt with the attempted sale of buildings, which really is a form of borrowing, and borrowing at a very high expensive interest rate. And that's not the way to do it. I started in January with a real balanced budget solution, and it contained deep cuts, and it also asked for tax extensions on a temporary basis with a vote of the people. That was the way to do it. And yet, as we went forward, the Democrats made some very tough cuts in public schools and welfare and Medi-Cal and all sorts of things they didn't want to do. They held their nose and they made the tough cuts. Now, when it came to the Republicans, many of them said, we're not voting on this. This is your problem. We're here, but we don't need to vote. Well, they do need to vote. And they need to join with Democrats and with the people of the state to get a balanced budget solution. And that takes a vote of the people. And we need four Republican votes. And in the next several days, I'm going to do everything I can. I'll move heaven and earth to get those votes, because we really need a solution, not for 6 months, but a solution for the next several years. And that's what my balanced budget solution really offered. So there's where we are. And going forward, I think we can get it done. It may not be perfect, but I know we can do better than what was presented to me this morning.
Governor, yeah. There's some of the legislature who expected you to veto this. They did it for two reasons. They wanted to get paid, and they wanted to blame you for any further cuts in another budget that comes your way, that you're probably not going to get anything better than what you just vetoed.
Well, we're going to get something better. You can be sure of that. Number two, I think people have a very hard time cutting our public schools, and rightfully so. And they have a hard time cutting our public universities, and rightfully so. That's the dilemma we're in. If a handful of Republicans will not vote to let the people exercise their sovereign right to say yes on tax extensions or no, then we're in a much more difficult place. And the deeper cuts to schools and the university, it's going to be on their hands, because the key to a balanced budget solution rests not with the Democrats, but under the Constitution, rests with the Republicans, who can alone constitute a two-thirds majority bill.
Governor, you've been saying for some time now that you needed those four Republican
yes.
votes, and every time you don't get them, you keep alluding to something new you're going to do,
yes.
something new you're going to try to get. What can you tell us is up your sleeve this time that makes you confident you are now going to get those four Republican votes?
Well, one can never be confident about the acts of free human beings. And if people want to say no, if they don't really want to take the steps needed to protect public safety, to bring government closer to the people and protect our schools, then that's on their conscience. But I'm going to do everything I can. And whatever happens, we will get a better budget than we got today. And I just think...
But what are you going to do differently? I mean, you keep saying it.
Well, wait a minute. For the first time in history, the state budget has been vetoed. That's big. And it sends a powerful message that all of us have to do more. We have to rise to a difficult but higher level. And I'm confident we're going to get a better budget. Whether I can get the Republicans to vote, that remains to be seen. But I'm certainly going to give them the chance and the chance to become heroes rather than people who become complicit in the destruction of our universities and our schools and our public safety.
Do you think that the lawmakers should be... Does that mean arm twisting, or are
you going to
offer them any kind of concession?
I think all of that. Everything within the law, I will pull out of my gubernatorial briefcase.
Governor, a lot of people who look at this budget say it looks more like a reaction to paycheck desperation than the dedication of duty. Do you think, in keeping with the spirit of the state law requiring passage of this for payment for the legislators to be paid, that they should continue to receive their paycheck?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that question, but in our system of government, we have a separation of powers, even within the executive branch. So this is really the controller's call in the first instance, and then ultimately probably the courts. But I would say this. We have a chance to get this budget and done in a very balanced and powerful way. And every day between now, certainly in the end of the month, every legislator ought to be doing that and nothing else.
Governor, what does it say that you had during the campaign criticized Governor Schwarzenegger's selling of this building as well as 24 others, and yet it was back in the budget that you vetoed, that the Democratic leadership put it back in?
What it says is the alternative to selling state buildings, which I totally disagree with, is further cuts, either in public safety or education or the university, and no one wants to go there. Well, we've got to go there now, unless the Republicans join with the Democrats and vote to let the people vote for extended taxes.
Do you target the targeting of cuts in Republican districts, particularly those who have...
I wouldn't rule that out. I wouldn't rule that at all. By the way, I do want to say, when the Democrats cut, depending on how you measure it, $11 or $12 billion. That's powerful, and that was never done before. We're in this fiscal mess because for 10 years, at least, governors and legislators have not been willing to face the music. By this veto today, I ask them, be honest about what we're doing, no smoke and mirrors, and let's make the tough decisions. But let's make them together, not as Democrats, not as Republicans, but as Californians first.
Do you need to worry about your relations with the Democrats now that you've vetoed their budget? I'm just going to read you briefly something Mark Leno, the senator, said this morning. He said he thinks there's been a very serious lack of communication. You've asked him repeatedly, Governor, what is your plan B? There's never been a response, so I don't understand what he's doing here.
Well, do you ask me, you know, there's lots of things I worry about, but when I have to make a decision, I make the decision. And going forward, we cannot continue to engage of obfuscation and not face the music. So it's not a decision that I make lightly or, insensitive to the pressures on legislators. But the fact is, California has been living beyond its means for the better part of a decade. We now have to readjust what it is we spend with what it is the taxpayers give us. And it's not pretty, it's not pleasant, but I got elected at this stage of my life not to evade and not to delay. So I'm going to do the best job I can, and I think the veto actually will help add pressure to make tougher cuts, or hopefully to encourage the Republicans to let the people exercise their right, which is theirs, to vote yes or no on tax extensions.
What about, Governor, SB 104, the right of workers in the fields to...
Well, I haven't gotten that bill. One item of controversy at a time, please.
What is the right? Are you going to send this, or you going to veto this SB 104?
Well, I'm going to read it and consider it, but I haven't got it yet.
Governor, what about the trailer bills? I'm not sure which ones are on your desk. Are you intending to veto the entire package?
No. No, there's some that I think could be very helpful. I want to look at them first. But they have some money there for law enforcement that could be helpful, and I'm definitely inclined to say that.
Is going to convince Republicans to get those votes that you need? Specifically, what are you going to show them in your plan for the budget that will convince Republicans to vote for you?
Well, the Republicans are very much convinced that they can't allow the people to vote if it entails some kind of a bridge between now and then. That's the problem. All I can say to them is the way forward without tax extensions are more cuts to the university and public schools, which they claim they're trying to protect. Also, without the tax extensions, public safety and responding to the Supreme Court opinion calling for a release of tens of thousands of prisoners, that can't be handled very well either. So I call upon the Republicans, please, you rise above your comfort level, just as many Democrats are going to have to do when making cuts that are not favorable to their constituency. And I also want to say that I want to see reforms. I want to see pension reform. I want to see regulatory reform. And yes, because of the volatility of our tax structure, we need a cap on spending. All of those things I want, all of those things I think the people of California want, and in order to get them, we need just four Republican votes.
So you can put those on the ballot then as well.
Yeah, put them all on the ballot. By the way, we can't really get a realignment in our criminal justice system without a constitutional amendment. And you can't get a cap on spending that will hold without going to the people and locking it into the Constitution. So, I mean, really, the Republicans are, well, I don't know what the phrase is, but it's not right. What's that?
You were close to a deal on several occasions. What is the one issue that...
Well, it's changed. Before, it was how long should the extensions be? How many years? Then it was what's the nature of a pension reform? Then it was some kind of office of regulatory reform. And then, really at the last minute, they said, well, we can't have a bridge. Well, the bridge to September is necessitated because we didn't have a vote in June. And we didn't have a vote in June because we couldn't come to an agreement on what the reform should be.
Governor, you ran to a large extent on your expertise of having been governor.
Yes.
Can you give us a sense of how you feel that expertise is helping the process now?
Well, I have to reframe. You said I ran for governor on the basis...
Large measure on your expertise that you were an expert having been governor twice. And that was one of your arguments against your opponent at the time. So what I'm asking you now is, can you cite for us some examples of how this expertise of having been governor twice is helping you in this negotiating process?
How knowing is better than not knowing. I'll give you an example. We did get significant budget cuts. We are getting these reforms, and we're getting a better collective bargaining contract than we got before, despite some commentary to the contrary. Government is working well. We're getting things done. We're not having a war of one side against the other. We are now hitting a few bumps in the road. But I think we do have a positive path forward. But it's going to require some difficult decisions, and it's going to require people doing things they don't like to do. Democrats may have to make some cuts or do some other things they don't like, and Republicans are going to have to vote, not for a tax increase, but to let the people vote, and as a run-up to that, to give the taxes as a bridge to September.
If you have four Republican votes, how are you going to work with the Democrats to enact further cuts?
Well, this is the problem. You do certain things, it's hard to work with the Republicans. You do the opposite of those certain things, hard to work with the Democrats. The fact is, California has to live within its means. We're not living within our means, so we got to take some steps. The fact that we're reluctant, the legislators and even the people are reluctant, is the reason why it hasn't been done, because it's difficult. But I'm going to do everything I can to get it done, and that is a balanced solution of cuts and tax extensions. And if we can't get that, then we're going to have to make some adjustments, but we can get a much better budget than the one we got today.
I think
people take 24 hours to reflect on where we are, but then every day going forward to get the best budget we can.
Governor, did you tell the Democrats in advance? Did you tell the Democrats that you were going to veto this if they passed this spending plan?
We had a number of meetings with the legislative leadership, and I met last night at 10 o'clock with both leaders and shared my thoughts at that time.
So did they know going in that the likelihood was you were going to veto it?
Well, they knew last night, and some thought I might and some thought I might not. But I did go over it. I did give it a hard look. I looked at ways, well, is there some way not to veto this? And I concluded at the end of the day that the only way forward is to veto the entire budget and then almost start from scratch, because we got a lot of work in, we got a lot of cuts, we got a lot of reforms on the table, but we got to do better than what we got. I got to ask this other guy, because he hasn't said, what's your name?
Republicans believe that it's political suicide.
What's that?
To vote for this budget or to agree with you. How do you convince them?
Well, first of all, I totally reject the idea that it's some kind of political suicide. First of all, some of the Republicans are in districts that have have Democratic majorities. Secondly, we're only asking that they let the people vote. And yes, we need a bridge to let them vote, but it's too disruptive, and it isn't extending taxes unless we extend them from July 1 onward. So I think they can do it. It's not easy. It's not easy for the Democrats to cut some things out that they did. So I think people have to take a more heroic attitude to dealing with the state's problems. California is in a fiscal mess. The United States of America is in a fiscal mess. The political class is deeply divided. We need a two-thirds vote in Sacramento. We need a 60% vote in the U.S. Senate. If we can't find a way to get around that, we will irreversibly enter upon a pathway of decline. And I want to tell you, I am here to do everything I can to block that, starting right here in California, to set an example that we don't have to do what we've been doing for 10 years.
Governor, how are you so convinced that if it goes to a vote of the people, that you'll get the taxes that you want?
Well, I'm convinced we'll get a read from what the people want. So even if the people vote no, we will have a definitive statement. This is what California should do. Live within our means. If the means are less than is currently desired, so be it. But I'm convinced, as I read it, that people do want to protect their universities, public safety, public schools.
All the polls show otherwise.
That's untrue. That is totally false. I have had four polls going back 6 months that shows between 15 and 19% positive for the exact question, listing the taxes, extending them versus the cuts. And you can look at it in different ways, and that is among probable voters, not all registered voters.
Governor,
and it's kind of interesting that older voters and people who are studying the issue more are more inclined to vote for the tax extensions than those who are not quite so engaged in the political process.
Governor, go back to last night again. You said that you spoke, when you talked to some of your fellow Democrats, you told them that you might veto this if it was passed.
No, I told them that this was, it was already passed when we discussed.
But you said you might veto that.
Well, we had discussions before, and we all recognize that the legislature has a role, and it has its own possibilities and challenges, and I have a different role. And we work sometimes, most of the time together, but sometimes we diverge, but over time, we get the people's business done.
Well, my question is, you tell them this, what did they tell you back?
Oh, that would be revealing confidential communications.
I know. What did they tell you then?
I'm not going to tell you. Otherwise, they wouldn't tell me anymore.
Well, Governor, just to be clear, going into the vote of the legislature this week, nobody knew on the Democrat side in advance that you planned to veto this ahead of time and pass a budget that was...
Well, no one knew.
Done.
Yeah, that's right. Extend your inclusion there. No one knew. I mean, this is a moving target, and the budget that was put together in the legislature was just done in the last couple of days. It's complex, and there's a lot of arguments that suggest differing courses. And with a lot of thought, I decided that a veto of the entire budget is the most productive way to proceed. I think it will shake up the system in a way that will give a better result, however difficult the next few days may turn out to be.
Governor, what kind of cover can you offer to Republicans who see Anthony Adams and Abel Maldonado, who both voted for a budget compromise and then suffered repercussions from their own party when they tried to run again for reelection?
Well, we're in a different environment. We have open primary. I think people who act courageously will be respected. And I again repeat, California, like the nation itself, is facing some profound choices. If we can't summon up the will and the political courage to live within our means, we are going to dig ourselves into such a hole that ultimately we won't be able to climb out and have the same kind of society that we currently enjoy. And I would just ask these Republicans, as well as the Democrats, to think of the larger picture here, because this is not fun and games. We're at a turning point, in our state and our nation's history, and I think we have to all make very tough decisions if we're ever going to make it at the level that we all want.
So, Governor, you're Democrats, in addition to, you're asking Republicans to move on the bridge tax, is there something more that you want Democrats to do, some other gives, some other cuts, that would be beyond
Well, if we do the tax extensions, we're not going to have to do other cuts. That's the whole point. And by the way,
did you ask for the tax extensions?
Yeah, but wait a minute. The Democrats went up ahead of time, voted all these cuts they would never have imagined, and many of them regretted voting for them at the time. They believe and understand that people are falling, below the safety net, that there are people who can't feed their families, that don't have adequate housing, that don't have access to health care, who have kids who don't go to private schools, who would like to go to a university with moderate tuition. And all of that inclines them to say no to many of the cuts they already made. So I have to say to my Republican friends, Democrats have walked quite far in this. Join them. And together, we've got to pull together for California. If we can't, It won't be as good as if we did.
So there's nothing for the Democratic side of the legislature to give on this. They've given enough.
Well, there's some reforms there that don't go down easily.
Such as?
I mean, there's some pension issues, there's some regulatory reform, and there's the cap. You put a cap on, and you're not going to get any new programs.
And your opinion about the Steinbrück bill that grants greater tax authority to municipalities and counties?
I think it has possibilities. May have to be changed a bit. But it is an alternative, but it is not my preferred alternative.
With this veto, are they going to be paid in Sacramento?
What?
That's the status
where I'm...
Are they going to be paid?
I'm going to call John Chang right after this press conference and find out. We don't know that. But I think if everyone would get together and get a budget solution in the next 5 to 10 days, the issue will become moot.
Which we've heard over and over again from the governor. Can you be more specific on what you're going to do differently in the next week or 10 days from the last?
Oh yeah, there's some obvious things that we think are not legal, and we think we're not going to sell buildings. I think that one of those sales tax maneuvers. I don't think we can do that. There's other things where savings are assumed, but the legislation to really make the savings real doesn't happen. So there's.
What are you going to do differently to move it forward to get the Republican votes?
Oh, to get the Republican votes. Well, that would then make life much easier. I'm going to talk to each of those Republicans for the 10th time or the 15th time, and I'll be talking to their friends. I'll do everything I can. But remember, whatever expertise I may bring here, I can't overcome the free will of a Republican legislator. They can do whatever they want. All I can do is appeal to their higher nature, and hopefully we'll get together.
You say you're open to targeting cuts to Republican districts. Does that mean going to the sheriffs of those districts?
Well, yes, it does. The sheriffs are the one who asked me to veto this bill. It was the sheriffs who were quite concerned that under the bill that I vetoed, they would have had a very difficult time meeting this prisoner release challenge. So, look, there's...
Democrats say you need to get tough with the GOP by targeting their districts with these cuts, saying... you're not going to spend for schools, we're going to target your school districts.
Well, I think that these decisions are often made by the regions or by the state board as to how they allocate the reductions. And I don't know whether these can be done on a geographical basis and whether after real serious reflection I'd want to go there. But I certainly would hold it out as a possibility if that is an ethical and acceptable way to go.
Governor,
no, I don't think I should elaborate on those, but there are some that I'm going to sign. I'll do it quickly. Well, I do think making sure that people similarly situated pay their state sales tax is a kind of a common sense idea.
Governor, do you realize how weird this whole thing sounds? You're standing there and you're criticizing all these maneuvers in the budget that's passed by your own party. Normally, what one hears as a reporter, you hear politicians criticizing measures by the opposite.
Yes.
And you're standing there talking about all the things in this budget that don't work and all the maneuvers that went into it. Does it strike you as this is kind of weird, Governor?
I wouldn't use that word.
It's the word I'm using.
I know, because you have a penchant for... unusual vocabulary.
I would say
when I ran for office, I said we have to act not as Democrats or as Republicans, but as Californians first. And that's exactly what I did today.
Right. All right? You blasted, you said it's on the Republicans' hands, any further cuts.
Because they have the key to letting the people vote on tax extensions.
So, but if their interpretation of this statement by the governor that it was a partisan attack on them while at the same time you're trying to get two Republican votes in both chambers.
That's the dilemma. If you don't call them out, you probably don't get anywhere. If you do, you risk making them mad. So I guess you got to do a little of both.
Governor, would you give us a quick comment just on the redistricting plan that came out? What do you think of it? The first hearing is tonight here in Los Angeles.
I noticed some of the Republicans are in districts that are highly Democratic. So that would incline me to think that they'd want to vote for what the majority voted for in the last election. So other than that, I think it's a little early to say. I think it is early to say. The lines are such that it's going to shake things up.
One prominent union has suggested that the Democrats not nominate or get behind any Democrat in a Republican district. And using top two, try to entice people and Democrats to vote for the more moderate Republican. And that will solve your dilemma of...
Well, that is the whole notion of the open primary, that a Democrat may get elected with Republican and decline to vote support, allowing that Democrat to be more moderate. It also will allow a Republican with Democrat and decline to state support to become a more moderate Republican. So that should bring a closer alignment and convergence of what are now highly polarized political parties, which can't really work very well.
If that system were in place in the last election, would we be here? Budget?
I don't know. That's a counterfactual that I can't speculate on.
Last question.
All right. Okay, I don't think there is a last question.
Is your
Thank
wife
you.
Involved in the budget negotiations still?
No, not really.
Why are you in LA?
The people of California.
I'm interviewing some judicial candidates.
Which ones?
No, none of your business. And then I'm going to Blythe tomorrow to inspect renewable energy projects. And one in particular, which will be the biggest in the world. And while we're fighting over budget details, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that California is going to become a world leader and a job creator in renewable energy.
The Chief Justice has argued against further cuts to the state
right.
judiciary. Can you tell us in this budget what you are amenable to, or do you believe that the judiciary could...
I certainly don't think we're going to have any fewer cuts than were in the budget I vetoed. So that's it. This is tough medicine. This is not good. I mean, government costs something. Government is not just somebody at the Department of Motor Vehicles office. It's a paramedic. It's a firefighter. It's a prison guard. These are real people. It's a judge dispensing justice. And people are saying that maybe we have too much of that. Well, too much of that, if that's the idea, we have less. That means less justice, less education, less healing, less of good stuff. And that's why it's so hard, and that's why we've been going down this road for 10 years, because not going down requires just what we're doing now, and that's not nice. All right?
Are you optimistic?
What?
Are you optimistic?
I'm very optimistic.
Why?
That's another question.
One other question. What Buddhist principle are you applying to this whole process?
That's a good principle.
Or Jesuit.
Well, the Jesuit principle is cutting things in fine lines. And the principle is you have to think big. You have to have a vision, but at the end of the day, you got to be practical. And so I'm shooting for the moon here, but I realize we're going to have to make some arrangements that are compatible with the political system we have, and that's not perfect.
To the people of California, what do you say today? No budget, no future in the next week. What do you want to tell them today?
One step backward, two steps forward.
Thank you, Governor.